The Saints move to 3-0 in the preseason and have a real strong first half and a big win at Indianapolis tonight. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into the postgame wrap here on NewOrleansSaints.com as tonight New Orleans wins 23-17 here at the home of the Colts. The lid lifter for Drew Brees, it looked really good.
Yeah, clearly the Saints' best performance this preseason coincides with Drew Brees returning. Really looked sharp against the Colts. Clearly outplayed the Colts' number ones and ended up with a win here.
20 points in the first half for New Orleans. Two touchdown passes for Drew Brees. One to Marcus Colston. One to the fullback, Austin Johnson.
Yeah, Austin Johnson with a nice little three-yard reception. Drew Brees ends up 9 for 15, 128 yards. Offense scores on three of its first four possessions. Four out of five when Luke McCown comes in. Also, defense ends up with three stops in the first four possessions, including a turnover from Kenny Vaccaro and interception. So pretty clean all the way around. The only thing the Saints obviously are not going to like, the penalty situation. Committed eight penalties in the first half, 10 for the game. That's something Coach Payton pointed out. That's something Drew Brees pointed out. However, they kind of balanced it off with three sacks and three forced turnovers.
All right, let's deal with the defensive side of the football. Andrew Luck played all of the first half for Indianapolis tonight. And while they showed the Saints a lot of a passing attack, the Saints seemed to handle that pretty well and also really bottle up the Colts running attack.
Yeah, Saints shut down the run and that allowed them to really kind of get after the quarterback. And you have Cam Jordan on one end, you have Junior Gillette on the other, and they really got some nice rushes against Andrew Luck. Big, strong kid. In fact, he stepped out of a sack attempt by Cam Jordan, but Cam got him a little bit later, kind of got a little payback on him. But a big, strong guy, but the Saints really kind of had their way defensively.
And it wasn't just the first game action for Drew Brees on that defensive side of the football. We finally got to see that defensive secondary we've all been kind of dreaming about since July.
Well, Jarris Bird ends up in the starting lineup. He makes a nice tackle. Patrick Robinson's back. He started. He played pretty well. Champ Bailey got out and he made an individual tackle. So you get all the pieces together and you kind of see how they're going to fit when they get on the field.
Yep. So, and also want to mention from the first half, the running attack of Mark Ingram and the running back attack of Pierre Thomas catching a lot of balls again tonight.
Well, you mentioned some of the oldies but goodies. Yeah. You know, Marcus Colston ends up with a touchdown. Pierre Thomas catches 66 yards worth of passes, including one of his patented screen passes. So, you know, Drew Brees can depend on these older guys. That helps him get back in rhythm because he knows exactly what those guys are going to do. They know exactly where he wants them to be.
All right, low-scoring second half. There was a lot of back and forth and a lot of different personnel that got another chance to show the coaching staff some looks.
Yeah, that's the opportunity for the young guys to kind of show what they can do offensively and defensively, but especially on special teams because that's where a lot of these guys are going to end up playing if they make the Saints roster. They're going to have to be special teams contributors because the Saints are so deep position-wise offensively and defensively.
One of the positives from last week that carries over into this week was the takeaway thing again. And I don't even mean to label it as such, but it is what it is, and the Saints get a few more this week.
Well, that's one of the points of emphasis. They want to force turnovers. Only forced 19 last season, ended up with even in the turnover-takeaway ratio. And so you want to force more because you want to give this offense more opportunities to have the football to score. You know if you give it to Drew Brees X amount of times, they're going to put up X amount of points. But that was one of the things they wanted to get back to, forcing some turnovers.
There's still room for improvement. Head coach Sean Payton said after the game, the number of penalties is still too high, and there were some, I guess, logistical things, having the right personnel and the right number of personnel on the game. And I think that from coach, through the quarterback, through the defensive line, everybody we talked to after the game said, yes, very nice third preseason game, but still more work to be done before September.
Yeah, when you're getting into situations where you have 10 guys on the field or 12 guys on the field, and you have to burn up tying them out, so that's not a situation the Saints want to be in this deep in the preseason.
All right, so it all wraps up on Thursday night when the Saints host the Baltimore Ravens in the fourth and final preseason game. The Saints are back to practice on Monday afternoon. They'll travel home to New Orleans tonight and then break down film and start meeting again probably later on tomorrow and into Monday morning. That'll do it for our coverage here tonight on NewOrleansSaints.com. Of course, you'll find on the website plenty of locker room reaction from a victorious Saints squad tonight. And we thank you, of course, for following and staying with us all throughout this late night here in Indianapolis. For John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly, repeating the final score. It's New Orleans 23, Indianapolis 17.